And I have to thank Brian Holland and Danny Coots for helping to arrange this. And so I'm going to introduce the band here and let them take it away. And I think they will knock your socks off.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have, from Texas, Brian Holland on piano. Danny Coots on drums. The hottest bass player in town, Steve McCall. He's very talented. Mark Caperone on trumpet. And from New York City, Evan Arntzen.
Take it away.
day to sit over here. I don't day to let me over here. Take off your hi-hat, let's get friendly. This is a great venue, great hotel. Mm-hmm. Gosh, can we just stay here?
I'm pretty sure our wives might have something to say about that too.
It's amazing, but you guys were here for the birth of a new band.
Yeah. And,
but it's true. This is what, our fourth set? And we are now invited or booked at three different festivals. And you folks were here for the birth of it. I mean, can you imagine getting this many people in the delivery room? I mean, that's kind of amazing. It's funny because in Nashville, it's kind of a different system. And I got a good buddy who lives out, he lives near Shady Grove, Tennessee. Merton Van Sant is his name. And I was out at his house. He doesn't have running water, doesn't have electricity. And we were sitting, we were watching TV. It was old-fashioned treble TVs. All of his kids, huge thighs, and they're all blind from sitting too close. But we were there, and his wife went into labor. So he said, can you go get the doctor? So I ran down to the general store, called, doctor came up, I joined him, we went back to the house. And I sat there while his wife gave birth. It was amazing. And Merton stood there with the kerosene lantern, and she gave birth to the most beautiful little girl I have ever seen in my life, and it was amazing. He goes, put down the lamp to hold the child, and the doctor said, no, I think there's another one. And so, hold the lamp, so he put it, and sure enough, another girl. Oh my gosh. Wow. Just incredible. And he goes to put it down to hold the two children. No, I think there's another one. He said, doc, don't you think maybe it's the light that's attracting them? So this is a much easier birth. Hey, we're going to do a great tune entitled... What? It's a great old Russian tune entitled Dark. Dark.
pictures.
That's just, it's so cruel to do it too, and I thought you could just do it pretty much any way you want to.
Yeah.
Pick a way. Pick a genre.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I want to hear Evan sing again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really the best part of the set, honestly. I mean, yeah. See? Had I known you could do that.
I don't even know the words.
You want to tell about this next tune, Old Fashioned Love? Anything about it?
Oh, just... sure. Well, I don't know that much about it, except for James P. wrote it.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
He wrote a lot of good standard tunes.
This is kind
of
like James P.'s folk song. I see it as
that sort of,
you know what I mean?
Campfire song.
Yeah. It's just like something anybody can sing. In fact, if anyone else wants to sing. Maybe we can all sing together. Who knows? But I think Brian and I are going to play the verse at the top.
Okay.
Is that
yeah.
right? And then and we'll see what I think I'll sing after that.
Where do you want to bring it here?
Yeah.
Thank you.
if this was any more fun, it would be illegal.
I think it already is.
It probably already is, yeah.
What? Police are on their way.
Yeah. Well, that's right, we're in Colorado. Nothing's illegal here. Yeah.
Is that true? Is that true?
Nothing that's fun.
That's Mr. Evan Armstrong.
Oh. Yeah, man. Yeah? What?
You know, it's funny, when I say his name, I played with him years ago, but I'd heard his name longer ago than that. Just like on great respect, and it's really kind of amazing. I was in Tennessee. I was hunting with my cousins. No, I was. And we were hunting, we were drinking.
Yeah.
And my cousin Larry.
Larry Coots.
That's such a funny name.
I love Larry.
And he had to relieve himself. So he put his shotgun against an oak tree. And he was, you know. And the shotgun fell over, hit a rock discharge, shot right in the groin. Yeah, that's what I said. We all did. We all went, ooh. And so we rushed him to the, well, then we finished our beers. We rushed him to the hospital. I mean, we're going, it's dirt roads, nothing but dirt roads up there. And we're going like 80. And we rushed him, well, we stopped for a beer. And we rushed him to the hospital. They put him in there. We're talking 6 hours of surgery. And we're waiting in the waiting room, and he comes out, and he's coming to, and we're there for him, and his doctor comes out, and he says, well, you know, you're going to be all right. It was a lot of damage. I mean, it really was. I'm going to be frank with you. It was a lot of damage, but you're going to be all right. But we're going to send you to Evan Armstrong. And he said, wait, he's a plastic surgeon? He said, no. He's a clarinet player. He's going to show you where to put your fingers so you don't pee in your eye. That's why it was perfect for Evan Armstrong.
I feel like we should play through like P for Two or Black and Blue. What? I think maybe we should let Mark sing too.
I didn't hear that one coming.
Oh no, I know. Well, that's why I put you up in front here, Pop, because only you can follow this.
Give me back again.
Yeah, see? Holy man. You know, I think we need to like take these people down to something dark and
musical.
Yeah, something musical. No, that was very musical, but very musical. Something
dark and
dark,
musical.
Dark and sultry.
Okay.
What could that possibly be? Well, let me tell you what it could be. How about Black and Blue?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great fine song or two.
It's a great
song. Black and Blue. It sounds ominous, doesn't it? Black and Blue.
Yeah. It does?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Are you telling me I should start this? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm not saying the thing, but you know what? That's a damn good idea.
Thank you.
Suggestions we've gotten for band names, my God.
It's gonna take, it,
oh, I know. Well, there are some that are not fit for a family show.
Those are some of our favorites.
They are our favorites, actually. They're in the running. It's going to take me about a month to categorize and alphabetize all of them, but we'll do it. And sure enough, we'll pick one. So
that we will.
Yeah.
And boy, this has been a treat. I can't tell you. I can't thank Adam Swanson enough. I can't. I can't thank the Strader Hotel. What a great venue! What a great hotel! And Rod, the guy who owns this place, what a great guy! This is just absolutely wonderful. Giving us a chance to come out, put together a band, and come out here. And that just created a band.
Yeah.
We're not done. We're not done.
We just get started.
Yeah. So, let's finish off with this. And I think Adam's got a little surprise at the very end here.
Yeah, don't get up and leave right away, because we're not completely finished yet.
We do have CDs back at the back table.
We do.
And,
not the band. Don't get that wrong.
We're
quick, but we're not that quick. We haven't put the CD together yet. But what you can do is you can buy all the band members' individual CDs, go home and take and put them together, play them all at once, and you'll get something very similar to what you heard this weekend.
Now, what we are doing, we are all, this all happened this weekend, we're all coming to Nashville and record a CD. So we'll keep you posted about that. All right, well, let's do this. Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it.
out across the grapevine, I would do anything for you. I would take a trip to Mars, I would even count the stars, I would do anything for you. I'd gladly give a fortune just to see you smile, hear you say I love you every little while. If my heart lets you see, promise you, face me, I would do
thank you.
guys. I want to see you all next year.
That one I say. Thank you all so much. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tell the management, and hopefully we'll do it again next year.
After Hours in the Diamond Bell.